The shepherd's crook, which means the lost sheep to be found, you know, the shepherd would use that. And this is what happens when you go into wilderness. And John the Baptist said, I am the voice crying out in the wilderness. Imagine being in the wilderness. Imagine getting lost in the wilderness, like I did a few years back when my family was young. My family and three other families, we decided to go to the northernmost part of Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island, and we were camping out there. So one fine morning, John, one of the forefathers, and myself decided to go for a walk in the woods, in the nice cool summer air of that morning. And we told them that, the rest of the people, that, you know, we're just going for a walk, you know, we'll be back in about an hour. And we went into the woods, and about half an hour into it, you know, we decided that it is time for us to return. And so we turned around, and we thought we were just, you know, tracing the retracing the trail back. And 2 hours later, we were still in the woods, lost, tired, terribly tired, and we were panicking at that point, and we didn't know how to get back, except for some chirping of the birds here and then. You know, the place was deadly silence, and to Matt, you know, to the most difficult part was my friend had a heart condition, and that it was time for him to have his morning medication, which he didn't have. So at that point, you know, we were just saying, you know, what are we going to do? And we needed to be found by someone. And in the meantime, the our folks back at the camp, they called the local one person police force, that told them that, you know, we were missing. And but to tell you, within an hour or so, we somehow were found by the locals, and they took us back to the camp. I wish John the Baptist was out there screaming, and then we would have been found earlier. You know, wilderness is an archetype for a place of encounter, and that is certainly so in the Bible. We see Israelites were for 40 years in the wilderness before they ever get to the promised land. And that was where they ate manna for the first time. That was where they had water from the rock. And that was where they got the law and the commandments. And, you know, what would have taken probably 40 days, it took 40 years for them to get to the promised land. But that was a place of encounter for them. And today in the reading, we see John the Baptist in the wilderness. And later on, we will read when after Jesus' baptism, he was driven into the wilderness. And the early Christian monks, the desert fathers and mothers, they consciously, they purposely fled to the wilderness so that they can live an authentic Christian life. So, you know, that make you think, you know, what about this wilderness that is, that people were drawn to, and that, why is it such a place of encounter? Well, for it is desolate, it is arid, it is barren, it is really an isolating place, and one can easily get lost, like I did, even though that was not a barren place, it was in the woods. But, you know, the deserts have this thing about it, that you can easily get lost. And this is a place where we are brought up against our own limits, our money, our status, our privilege, and anything like that, you know, it won't count at all in the wilderness. Wilderness doesn't distinguish you as rich or poor, young or old, or, you know, rich, black or white, straight or gay, male or female. We are all the same in the wilderness, fragile, weak, and defenseless. In the wilderness, we come face to face with ourselves, our true selves. Behind all the masks and pretenses, there you truly are. It is a scary thing for us to face our own self, our own true self. Here we are forced to encounter our true selves, weakness, our lack of control, our vulnerabilities. And purposely we try to avoid wilderness experience. But the season of Advent is a time that we are forced to face that kind of wilderness experience that we go through in our lives, at least through the readings. Advent means coming of the expected one. It means that the expected does not seem to be present in our lives. While we are expecting the one to come, we are without that person, and so that's why we are lost. And in faith we wait, we long for that person to come into our lives so that we can be saved from our wilderness. It is like going through the shadow of, you know, the valley of the shadow of darkness and alone. How do you feel in that kind of experience? Many of us have been there. Season of Advent reminds us that there are times when we will be waiting and we need God to come because we are lost in the wilderness and it is getting dark and darker. Even this morning as we sit here, some of us feel lost in the wilderness of grief because someone who is close to us maybe died or dying. It could be the wilderness of not knowing what is going to happen to a loved one who is facing trial. It could be the wilderness of waiting to hear what the diagnostic tests done a few days ago, what the results are from that. It could be the wilderness of resentments when we replay in our own mind some slight or some injustice over and over and over again. It could be the wilderness of regret or shame, something we did or we said at the height of an emotional outburst. It could be that we are undervalued. It could be that we are overworked or passed over for a promotion. Any number of different things could be our wilderness. And we feel lost and vulnerable. We need an answer. We need to be found. We need God to come and save us. Advent means coming. God is coming. This is the good news that we hear this morning in the gospel. We hear in the wilderness by John the Baptist, who proclaims, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming. So take heart. If you are lost in the wilderness of your own lives, hear what John the Baptist is saying. The one who is more powerful than I is coming. And I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals." This morning, let us ask ourselves, by going behind our pretensions, going behind our mask, and ask the question, am I lost? Do I need to be found? What we need when we are lost in the wilderness is to allow ourselves, to be found. And for that, we need to remove our pretensions, our masks, and just allow ourselves to be found by God. It may be grief, it may be our anxiety, resentment, shame, guilt, anger. You know, any one of these could be the reason for us to be found. For this Advent to be meaningful and useful to us, we need to acknowledge our own lostness, our own wandering in the wilderness, our need to be found, and then stop and cry out, and then wait and listen and hear the good news. Christmas is around the corner. The good news that the one with power is coming on his way to rescue us.